Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Carried out by the Spirit of the Lord, Ezekiel looked out and saw bones. Them dry bones. Ezekiel looked out and he saw not just death and the aftermath of death, but it was also looking at hopelessness. There is no hope to be found in a pile of bones. It is sorrow. It is depression, melancholy, with nary a spark of comfort to be found. And this is what Ezekiel looked upon in his vision from God. We've all been there, or we know someone who's been there, maybe not exactly at that place or in that same way or in that moment, but we have all looked out at the world, at our future, at what appears on the horizon, and we have seen bones, dry bones. We have looked and seen the despair closing in around us. We don't like it. No one likes it. Ezekiel doesn't like it today either. And yet, from the story in Ezekiel, from our gospel story this morning, we are actually given hope and comfort. We are shown encouragement and joy. For from out of all the death that we see today, we shall live. And that gives us hope. So we begin today with Ezekiel and his valley. Now, Ezekiel was a priest who became God's prophet during the exile into Babylon. And so the visions that Ezekiel received and the messages from God spoke of both judgment and hope. There they were, expelled from Judea and Jerusalem, living in this foreign land. And so the people had questions about why and for how long. And through Ezekiel, God was answering these questions. And in our vision today, God provides hope for a people who thought they were dried up completely. Ezekiel is taken up by the Lord and shown a vision, and the vision is this valley of dry bones. God then asks Ezekiel if these bones can live, and Ezekiel is stumped. They're bones. They're dead. There is no life in them. But Ezekiel's faith leads him to say, "Oh Lord, you know, because if there is ever hope at all, it is hope in the Lord." Ezekiel is then told to prophesy to the bones and to say to them, "Hear the word of the Lord." So Ezekiel prophesies, and the bones come together. Sinews and flesh begin to cover them. Skin covers them. They are standing there. What had been a valley of bones are now standing figures waiting for breath. The Lord tells Ezekiel to prophesy to the winds, and the breath of life fills these figures, and they live. God's question to Ezekiel was, can these bones live? And God gives us the miraculous answer, yes. Yes, they can. By the power of God and by the power of God's love, they live. Now, God has never taken delight in the death of a person or of a people. As God's people, there in Babylon with their flesh dried up in exile, the Lord was still with them. And in this vision, promises to Ezekiel and to all of God's people hope, promises a future, promises new life grounded, much like the life of Adam in Genesis 2, grounded in the power of God's love, the care of our Lord. Ezekiel here's the promise. I will put my spirit within you and you shall live. That is the promise of God to God's children, from Ezekiel to us, from the valley of dry bones to this baptismal font. The God of love, we hear, and you will live. Now, in our gospel story this morning, we have another glimpse of the power of God, the power of God's love for life. Now, Lazarus is not an image or a vision, but a real person. But like that valley of dry bones in Ezekiel, Lazarus dies as a symbol of all of God's people. Dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones were brought to life by the power and the presence of God and God's grace. Lazarus is brought back to life by the power and the presence of Jesus and of God's grace. We have hope from the valley of dry bones, and we receive hope from the raising of Lazarus, for we learn and you will live. You see, the gospel story begins by setting the stage and introducing us to Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Now, these are friends of Jesus, people Jesus cared for and loved. Lazarus was ill, and his sisters send for Jesus. But Jesus stays away until Lazarus is dead and buried 4 days. I have no real rational answer for why Jesus stayed away. Both Mary and Martha confront Jesus with the truth that if he had been there, Lazarus wouldn't have died. But I believe that this story shows us that Jesus was less concerned with the death than he was with the new life promised in and by the love of God. You see, when Jesus arrived, Martha runs out to meet him, confronts him, and talks with him. Now, Jesus never denies that Lazarus would not have died if he was there. Instead, he says to Martha, "Your brother will rise again." Martha agrees that at the resurrection on the last day, he will rise. Looking towards that future, she says, "Yes, I know that." But Jesus looks straight into her eyes and says, "I am the resurrection and the life." Jesus is saying something new and different to her. It is not just for some future time that we have hope, but even for right now. The love of God, the kingdom of God is real and present right now. Jesus asks if she believes this, and she says yes. Martha knows that Jesus is the chosen one, so Martha runs back to Mary and convinces her to go to Jesus. And again, Mary meets Jesus. She confronts him and talks with him. But Mary also leads Jesus to where Lazarus is buried. Again, Jesus never denies that Lazarus would be alive if he had come earlier. But Jesus is doing something new and something different. It's not wrapped up in the past. As Jesus approaches the tomb, he's overcome with emotion. He misses his friend. He may even feel bad that this has happened to his friend. But ultimately, Jesus calls out, "Lazarus, come forth." And out walks Lazarus, still wrapped, but hearing the word of the Lord. Now, it's not just because they are friends of Jesus that this happens today. The love of God in Jesus our Lord is, yes, for Mary and Martha and Lazarus, but it's also for Peter, James, John, Philip, Thomas, even Judas. The love of God in Jesus is for all those crowds gathered there at Lazarus' tomb. That crowd of 5,000 who had been fed, all of the crowds of people who had been healed, even the crowd who would gather outside Pilate's headquarters, that love of God in Jesus is also for us. The love of God reaches out to all of God's children with a promise, a presence, of love, of life, of hope for all. Jesus loved Lazarus like God loves all of us, like God loved the exiles in Ezekiel's vision, those bones, Lazarus, all of us. We are given new life by the power and the presence of God and God's love. From the death of our sin, we are raised to new life. As we die to our selfishness and greed, our need for vengeance or violence, we are raised to new life as we come to this font. As we remember our baptism, as we grasp the truth that God has named us and claimed us, then we come from the waters and we will live. When we come to this table, confronting our guilt and the depth of God's love in Jesus, we receive the gifts of forgiveness and salvation, and we shall live a new life. As we go out of this place into the world with the presence of Jesus alongside us, filled with the love and the vision of God for a world of care, we get to go out and make that vision of God for that world into our mission every single day. So let us, with Lazarus, come forth. With that valley of bones, let us hear the word of the Lord. Let us follow Jesus. Share his love and live in hope. Why? Because we shall live. Amen.